T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. We are live from a packed,
Yes, it is.
I look up, it's a table filled.
Day two.
Packed at the Seminole Hard Rock.
It'll start tomorrow. Later on, with the third flight, it'll be pretty packed. And then tomorrow for the two flights because, you know, they're re-entries and more people are off.
Yeah.
But you can still play regular poker. Like, if you don't have the time, I always tell people, look, if you come here and you see us packed, and don't worry, just you put your name on the list. They'll get to you. Yeah,
man.
They get to you. And you never have to wait. There's TVs all over the place. And as Robbie would say,
action's action. We need shirts. We need shirts.
Somebody
said action's action.
We should make a T-shirt with Robbie on it, making it rain. With money saying, I got action.
Yep.
Got action.
Same.
We'll have a chance to win $1,000 coming up in about 5 minutes. We also are scheduled to be joined by Colby Covington, who's going to be fighting for the UFC welterweight title
in a couple weeks' time. So, this guy's going to be the welterweight champion.
I don't know. It's a tough matchup. Like, he's, you know, the champ right now is Tyron Woodley, who's been banged up with a shoulder injury, and he's fighting. He's got a tough fight. He's fighting on Rafael Dos Anjos. It's not an easy fight for him, and I'm curious to see how he's going to react, because been a lot of new attention on him these last, say, 5 months, 6 months, since he's become this wicked trash talker who has the country of Brazil having a bounty on his head, which is
crazy.
Something. I mean, when you have angered a country to the point where they're putting a bounty on your head, that says something. Like, I'm a bleep talker. I don't know if I'm that level.
But, yeah.
I would be very upset if Tim Watts says, guess what, buddy boy, bounty on your head. Jeez, I didn't even think Australia rolled like that.
You said I paid my bet.
I did pay my bet.
Yes.
That's how you got to roll.
I got to tell you, you break the record of all my friends, guys who have made an ass out themselves.
I'll wear that.
I mean, I would think you should, you know, pick better bets.
I try. I'm just very set in my ways.
I guess.
And then if you wrong me.
No, here's what happens.
If you wrong me, Goran. I turn on you like a rattlesnake.
You want me to tell you what happened? Here's what happens. Is that Tobin throws a hot take out there.
Yeah.
And we don't react the way we should. So he starts throwing cheese, lettuce, tomato, onions, bacon on it. Then next thing you know, he's eating a street bird.
I feel like on my
take. Wearing a kangaroo suit.
Wearing a kangaroo suit.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know,
after chasing an iguana.
The bets, when we do Dartboard of Doom, that's different.
Yep.
Okay. But you're the only one. Your side action is worse than Doom, the Dartboard of Doom.
Yeah, but my side action is built in the roots of integrity and honor.
You've never won a side bet.
Not true. I did find an iguana.
Oh, no. You beat me. But that was...
Oh, the Justice Dwayne Wade bet.
But, I mean, I would like to go to court.
No court.
That. I would like to go to court because the whole premise behind it was...
How bad they were.
Is that D. Wade was going to get... more open shots playing with LeBron. Then he wasn't playing with LeBron. So my whole premise was shot.
Look, Dwayne Wade can get all the open shots he wants. I love Dwayne Wade. However.
No, we can't.
However, he has shot 26% from three in his career.
Hey, listen.
So I don't know how many open shots you want him to brick, but he'll brick all the shots you want.
And I believe Justice had a better three-point shooting percentage even in the time Dwayne Wade was on the Cavs.
Of course he did.
Like, if you bet on a horse.
Wait a minute. In the beginning of the year, we were looking at the stats every day.
Mm-hmm. Justice started to pull away well before Dwayne Wade got traded.
Justice was throwing up bricks.
He wasn't healthy.
Oh, no, he came back with the moon ball.
You know what it was? The fiddler crab loses its claw, but it grows back. And the claw that grew back was primed and ready. It was primed and ready.
Right.
What was your analogy about a horse, Beast?
I was going to say, you know, if you bet on a horse in a race and the horse breaks down in the race, like, you don't get, you lose the bet.
Yeah. If you got a jockey that you're betting on and you don't know that he's high on cocaine in said race, that's a you problem.
Did you get to go there?
It's happened.
I mean, I'm sure it has.
It's not like you... Sound like you've learned from firsthand experience.
Hey, let's get a chance to win $1,000 right now in the Win Thousands free contest. Word this hour is Cone, C-O-N-E, Cone. Text that to 72881, 72881, and you're registered to win $1,000. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Let's get to headlines.
This is WAXY-AM Southby and WSFS HD2 Miramar.
The texters are speaking that we need to be on TV. I think our show would be entertaining on TV.
I'm telling you, we in the near future, this is no lie, we're going to rig our studio and we're going to go Facebook Live for a whole show. You're going to get whatever we do during the breaks, everything. We just figuring
but
out.
But we need, you know what though? We're going to have to figure out a way, and maybe Carlos can help us because he actually knows how to do this stuff when he's not trying to be a fourth member of the talent on the show. Is Carlos knows how to rig up the cameras and stuff? We need a Robbie cam.
But we can, you know what? Here's what we should do. We should find a way where you can, if all of us go live, you can get a different angle.
You need like a TriCaster.
Right. Like if it's possible to do it. But we will. We've been talking about it. We're going to do it just so you can see that, no, we do this all the time. And it's not, no, we like, all right, like, yeah. You'd be amazed at, like, I mean, we just happen to be on radio, but we still messing around.
Yeah, nonstop. What you got, man?
Unfortunately, I'd like to start just with the serious news real quick. An update on the shooting. If you missed it, there was another school shooting, this time in Santa Fe, Texas, which is in between Houston and Galveston.
Yeah,
right now, they're saying it's between 8 and 10 dead, but they're leaning towards 10. It looks like that's going to be the number. At least 12 injured. They do have a 17-year-old in custody. I'm not going to. I think his identity's been out there, but I'm not going with it. Unfortunately, there's explosives that were also involved. Jeez. That are still out there that they're still trying to contain, and they've had to evacuate several neighborhoods in the area because of that. So this thing's not done yet, and we will keep you up to date as we have to. But yep, another school shooting. What are we? 2 months? 3 months after Parkland?
Yep.
Yeah. I just
just had a benefit for him last night.
Mm-hmm. I had to call my cousin. She works at
a school?
She's a teacher. Not at that school. She works at another school in near their key middle. Yeah.
Jeez.
So I wasn't sure what school because you don't normally have those conversations. She said she's a teacher. So, yeah, I just found out.
In the non-serious stuff of sports, we do have the Marlins and Braves tonight. 7:35 first pitch. Dan Straley going for the fish. Sean Newcomb on the hill for the Braves. And that one's up at SunTrust Park in Atlanta. Again, 7:35 is your first pitch. Canes playing their second-to-last game of the season and of the Jim Morris era, at least the regular season era, at the light this afternoon. The game time was supposed to be 7. It got moved up to 5. We're going to join the game in progress at 7 after Curtis and Perk, and we will do that. And then we will carry tomorrow's ultimate game of the Jim Morris regular season career. That is a 12:30 pregame show here on the ticket because we're going to carry the ceremony as they honor 3 at 12:40. So we'll have Canes baseball tonight and tomorrow here on the ticket. There's $3 tickets for tomorrow's game as well. And we have a little hockey tonight in the NHL. It is Vegas. Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's right. It's Vegas and Winnipeg. Vegas up 2-1. It's in Vegas, 8 p.m. faceoff. Those are your headlines.
Cool. So did you guys see this story with Mark Teixeira where he came out and was like, not surprised at the Robinson Cano suspension?
Why do people do that, man?
Well, you're down on him about that? Well, before he gets that. So they came out, he goes, yeah, I knew because his assistant was on the biogenesis lab. And I'm just like, man, why do the steroids always got to be tied to us down here?
I mean,
there's nowhere else in the world where there's steroids? What is that?
I mean,
what happened to Balco? Did it get shut down?
Balco shut down, and then Victor Conti became like the anti-doping expert. So, like, wherever people were trying to get away from steroid use, he's there. He's like that guy in Catch Me If You Can, who was writing all those false checks.
Didn't he start doing the checks?
Yeah, that's Victor Conti now.
Frank Abagnale, I believe that's the guy's name.
That's right.
Yeah.
But what don't you like? You don't think Teixeira should come on that?
I just look. I mean, the guy got caught. He's serving a suspension. I don't think it's anybody's place. I knew he was doing it.
So it violates some sort of player's code?
It's not even that. It's like, okay, man, he's already punished. What you didn't tell anybody, right? So what's the point?
I mean, if someone asked him, if someone went to him and asked him, hey, did you think Cano was doing it, then what's he supposed to do? Just say no comment?
I don't know. No comment. Well, like, my point is that it's easy to stand on the soapbox after the guy has been caught and then just step on him.
I get you. But if there is, you know, because Teixeira's in the media now, so if his job is to give insight and Cano's out there saying, oh, this is a surprise, and he's like, not that much of a surprise. I mean, your assistant was running the Biogenesis lab in Miami and getting you all the steroids.
All right.
But I'm with you. Like, there could be some clubhouse code there. But is that code forever?
I mean, I just think you keep players' business, you know, their business. Like, we all have stories or things that have happened that, you know, we just say, oh, we're not going there. You don't go there. And it's not me trying to, you know, defend players. It's kind of that way with, you know, guess what, Beast? You know stories about a lot of guys that used to work in this market and don't anymore.
Yep, that is correct.
You're not putting it out there.
No, so, but if someone asked about it, maybe I would, maybe I wouldn't. I don't know.
No, you wouldn't.
Well, ask me. No. Try me.
He probably would put it out there.
Right. Like, I forgot. I don't know. Like, you.
Some people are a lockbox. Beast is an open door.
No, CNN. If he knows it, he's telling.
He's telling. It's not. That's why he doesn't like me badgering him during breaks, because I get all the secrets out of him.
Again.
You do have a way. You have, like, some sort of Jedi mind trick you use on me.
The problem is that he did the steroids. So let's not.
I didn't
do
steroids.
But once he's been punished and caught, for somebody to then come in over the top and say, I knew that. You know, like,
just poor taste for a former teammate.
It's just, like, it's just, what does it do? What does it bring to the table? What does it, what, nothing. You just, okay, you stand on your soapbox and you point the finger at somebody else. Man, in sports, you see all kinds of crazy stuff.
I just think we're at a weird place with it, man, just because, you know, I grew up watching, like, the home run race and all that stuff. That's prime childhood sports for me.
Right.
I loved it.
Right.
And the other thing that's kind of been a domino effect from all the steroid chasing in baseball, you know, as this was all happening, the money's gotten really, really crazy. You know, you're talking Bryce Harper might make a $400 million contract next year in free agency. Mm-hmm. Giancarlo Stanton, $325 million. And the problem is, okay, these contracts are going into their late 30s, 40s. Right. They can't naturally keep doing that. And that's when they're at the most expensive. So as you're looking at all these people and you're saying this is a terrible thing, well, is it as terrible as them crippling a franchise because they can't produce that anymore?
Here's the problem I had, is that me, along with everybody else who kind of watched baseball, kind of interested, but you wasn't seeking baseball. Okay, when those home run races were going on, it was must-see television. And everybody benefited from it, from the writers to the beat guys to television to the owners. Everybody benefited from it. And all of a sudden, we're just going to act like, you know, we didn't benefit from it and point the finger at everybody. Look, I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but I'm saying is that if you had an inkling back then, but you were benefiting from it, why you choose to come out about it after the guy's done hitting home runs?
Yes. But also think about this. Let's say some performance-enhancing drugs were legal. Some of them were legal.
Right.
If that gave you a better chance that Giancarlo Stanton was good, or
till he was 40.
Till he was 40. How is that a bad thing? Like, in the end, we're all just looking at this and say, well, it's for the sanctity of records and numbers. Well, those have all been turned on their head anyway. People judge baseball differently than they used to. It used to just be home runs, RBI hits, batting average. Now it's on-base percentage, it's OPS, it's analytics. It's all looked at differently anyway.
Perfect example. The pitcher out in Seattle.
Shohei.
Would, no, 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 no.
Seattle. Oh, you're talking about Felix. Sorry,
yeah,
my bad.
Felix would have never won the Cy Young if we were using the same numbers we used back then.
Yeah.
Okay, so times have changed. Here's the other problem is that there's so many swing and misses. Like you need to be strong swing that bat six for 600 or plus at-bats.
Yeah, it's Whiff City. It's Whiff City. But I think it would be better if we looked at this as, like, that sucks. Okay, yeah, Robinson Cano is now suspended. His team can't have him in the playoffs. And he's probably not going to do it anymore. So he's probably going to stink in the latter part of his contract. That's mm-hmm. terrible. That's all bad for your teammates and the Mariners. There's no benefit there.
Do you feel bad, like, when you have a situation like this, and it sucks that everybody is penalized because of one guy's mistake, but there's no other way to do it. And that's what sucks about it is that, look.
You cannot look at it so poorly anymore.
If you have eight guys doing the right thing and you have one guy that's juicing, why are you penalizing the other eight guys?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Like imagine if the Marlins could give Wei Yin Chen all the steroids. And now his $60 million that's coming his way, maybe it's a lot better. Maybe. Right now, if we just go Chenny Nono the way he's going, it's going to be bad.
Here's what's amazing about you. If somebody would have hit a ball 600 feet against your pitcher, you wouldn't be mad that he was juicing. You'd be mad that your pitcher wasn't juicing.
That's right.
Yeah. What is wrong with you?
I just think we should grow up. It's not like this is a show, man. Like people like to look at it like it's not college.
It's so you're looking at it.
It's not amateur.
When Sylvester Stallone got caught with 700 vials of HGH.
Yeah, he better. If you're going to fight Antonio Tarver in a Rocky movie, you can't be looking around with Grandpa Man boobs. You got to be swole, son. That's how it's got to roll. Like, I can't have Albert Pulse is going to be 40 years old making $30 million. He's going to be out there on a little wrestle. to the cart. I would rather him be able to walk. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be back after this. Hey, the Ticker would like to congratulate Michael Wilbon. He is this year's inductee into the Tool of the Week Hall of Fame. You know, Kim Jong-un. Beat up Bill Parcells. It's huge news, Leroy. It was brought to you by Florida Lumber, more than just lumber. He will be enshrined in the studio in the rafters real, real soon. So, we are at the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room, as we are each and every Friday. This is very exciting. The number one contender of the world, UFC 225, is coming up. There's going to be a championship fight between Colby Covington and Rafael Dos Anjos for the interim welterweight championship. And Colby is kind enough to join us here at the table. Thanks for joining us, Colby. Really appreciate it. How is training going? Are you you feeling good just a couple weeks out?
Oh, dude, I feel better than ever, man. I'm ready to go get my belt. You know, this isn't the interim title. This is the undisputed title. There's a reason they made this title because Tyron Woodley's been ducking me. So, you know, I feel amazing. I'm ready to go get my crown.
Were you surprised that he didn't want to get a fight with you? Because, you know, Tyron's been very active, and now all of a sudden we haven't seen him in action very much.
I wouldn't say he's been active. You know, he's had his claim is, oh, I fought four times in 1 year. If you go look at his resume, he's fought four times in the last 3.5 years, and that's not fake news. So you can go look that up. But I'm not surprised. You know, we used to train together. He knows what I'm made of, so he knows he can't stop me. So, you know, he's over in Hollywood gossiping about the Kardashians. He doesn't want to come back and defend his crown. He knows what time it is. It's my time now.
Colby trains locally here at American Top Team in Coconut Creek. As far as this year has been for you, this has been a bit of a rocket on your back. People are really talking about you more. There's been a lot more headlines with Colby Covington around it. What's this been like for you, man? There's been a lot more attention. Have you been enjoying it? Has it been a different experience? What has this experience been like?
You know, this is everything I imagined. You know, as soon as I got in the sport, you know, I knew what I was capable of. I was training with the best guys in the world at American Top Team right up the road in Coconut Creek. So, you know, I knew my skills, and I knew that I was going to have a target on my back in a short matter of time. And that's what I do, you know. That's what I have right now. Everybody's talking about me. Everybody wants to, whether it's negative or positive, all they're doing is talking about me. So, you know, it is what it is. It comes with the territory.
Have you been okay with the negative stuff? Because you don't seem afraid of ruffling the feathers. I explained to Leroy, like, I don't understand. Like, Colby, you were originally, like, it was rumored that you were going to fight in Brazil. And it seemed like everybody's reaction to that, well, that's a very poor idea because he just angered everybody out there. What was the talks there? Was it a chance you were going to fight there and they pulled back on it? Or was the plan always Chicago and that was just rumors?
The Masters wanted me dead and they said they were going to kill me before I made it to the Octagon. So, you know, I didn't care, man. I wanted to go put on a show for Brazil. I'm the king of Brazil now. So, you know, I wanted to go bring the chaos back to Brazil.
Kind of.
What was your reaction though? Because like out of this thing with Brazil, there was like an incident at the hotel with the UFC employees. Like, how did you interpret that? Because I know everybody was upset with your comments and saying Brazil is full of filthy animals. But as soon as they go back there, there's a bad incident around the hotel.
Yeah, it kind of reiterates what I was talking about. You know, they are filthy animals. They acted and conduct themselves like filthy animals. You're not a filthy animal unless you think you're a filthy animal and you say you're a filthy animal. So, you know, it was everything that I said. And you know, I heard that they didn't have the internet and they didn't know I was on the card. So they were actually looking for me, but they weren't able to find me. So they were like, okay, we'll just get some UFC officials instead.
You've been having fun with this, though, Kobe. Like, you being in the spot like this, like, I was explaining to Leroy, like, this guy, he's going out there. He's getting people riled up with the spoilers. That I think is a fantastic because I don't care about Star Wars or Avengers, but I know Leroy. It's Leroy's favorites. It's a lot of guys in our show.
I already saw it. Like, I'm good.
So he's good. But you're like,
I'm good.
Are you going out and seeing Star Wars? Are you getting fed the spoilers? Like, how is that idea come to fruition? Because you know this is going to anger a lot of people.
Yeah, I just go on the web. You know, all the spoilers, they come out early. You know, they come
so
out.
So you don't even watch the movie?
Nah, I don't even watch
it. Hey, let me get you straight. So you pissing off everybody about movies that you haven't even seen.
Exactly.
Like, not even a shot. It's like, opening day, 9 a.m. Yeah. It's done been in drafts, ready to go. Get that one, Robbie. Kobe's going to be fighting in June. He's taking on Rafael dos Anjos. How do you see this matchup with Rafael? Do you find this to be more challenging than Tyron, or no different? You're focusing on yourself.
Yeah, it's definitely a bigger challenge to Tyron. He has a lot of cardio in the tank. He just went 5 rounds with Robbie Lawler, and he beat up Robbie Lawler for 5 rounds. So he showed he has cardio. That's no joke. You know, not a lot of people have done that to Robbie Lawler. So, you know, Tyron Woodley doesn't have a lot of gas. I've trained with him, and he quits around round 1 or 1-2. He's real explosive. He has a lot of power. But after that first or second round, he slows down, and he's really predictable. You know, he has a right hand. So it's a little tougher matchup, but, you know, it's an easy matchup because, you know, what he's good at is what I'm better at, and what he's not good at is what I'm the best at. So, you know, I'm going to take him into deep waters. I'm going to drown him, and I'm going to do it at the United Center, the same place that Michael Jordan plays. I'm cut from the same cloth as Michael Jordan. So it's going to be a dunk competition at the United Center on pay-per-view.
Oh, man. As far as training camp is concerned, like, is there anything you want to bring that's new to the table? Are you finding just what you're good at? Like, how do you prepare any differently when it is a fight of this stakes?
Yeah, I've been preparing a lot different. It's a 5-round fight now, so I have to have my cardio in check. So I've been putting a lot of extra rooms in the bedroom now. So, you know, you got to keep my cardio up.
So you don't sign to the old fighter myth of abstinence during fight camp. You are opposite on that side.
No, I'm completely opposite, man. That's a lot of cardio, a lot of testosterone pumping when you're in the bedroom. So I got to make sure I keep that high.
Kobe, I wanted to get your take on this because I know you've been a little bit chatty with John Jones on Twitter from time to time. What do you make of him and Chuck Liddell? Chuck Liddell and John Jones is a new rivalry that's stirred up on social media, and John's being quite disrespectful to the old legend. What do you have you been seeing this, and what do you make of it?
You know, I don't really make anything of it. Chuck Liddell's out of the game now. He's been retired. You know, he's not coming back to fight in the UFC. You know, before he left the UFC, he'd been knocked out a couple of times. So he is a legend. Much respect to Chuck Liddell. But, you know, John's just trying to keep his name hot. You know, he's in hot water right now. He's been cheating. He's been lying. He's been doing steroids. He's been partying. So he's just trying to use something to get his name back in the media and get people talking about him. And that's what this is doing.
We were just having this discussion because we were talking about some of the baseball players that got in pop for steroids. From you as a fighter's perspective, how do you look at the whole thing? Because it's been an interesting time. You've had USADA clean up the sport. This was a time you know, where it was rampant with TRT, and it was kind of the Wild West of things. As a fighter, when you have to craft your body as efficiently as possible, do you think some is okay, none is okay? Where do you stand on that line with PEDs?
I'm completely against it. I'm the cleanest fighter in the game. I've never taken anything. I mean, my supplements is water. That's all I do. So, you know, it's not fair to people like me. You know, he's gotten all that big money on the pay-per-view, all the big money. I've worked my ass off, and I've done this the hard way. I built it up the promotional way. I've been an entertainer in and out of the octagon. So, you know, it's not fair. You know, he's gotten paid the big bucks, and I feel like he did it the wrong way. He cheated. You know, he did steroids, and it's just it's not fair. But what can you do? You know, that's the game.
How often do you go into a fight and you look across the cage and you're like, that guy's gassed up. I know that there's something that's not on the level with that guy. Has that happened to you before?
That's happened a couple of times. Yeah, and I've noticed it in that first round where they just feel like a rock. Like, I'll hit their stomach, I'll kind of feel their shoulders, and they just feel like a rock boulder. But, you know, I know that my cardio is better than those guys. So, you know, you just get them into a high-paced fight, and eventually they're going to break.
We're talking to Colby Covington. He's going to be fighting for what he's saying is the title, fighting for the welterweight title at UFC 225, June 9th in Chicago. Really, really exciting. That card's going to have CM Punk on it. So that is good for you in some ways, because he is going to bring pay-per-view buys. But what do you make of a guy like CM Punk who is getting his second fight? He's going to be on the pay-per-view. You cool with that? Do you think he should get a place in the game? How do you see that situation?
You know, they're trying to bring in attention. They're trying to get buys, you know. So CM Punk, you know, he's a fake as it is. You know, he stole all his moves from Kenta and pro wrestling. So, you know, a lot of people don't know that, but that's where he got all his professional wrestling moves. Look that up, WWE. Stole all his moves from Kenta. So CM Punk, he's a fake. He's a fraud. He's going to get exposed in Chicago.
We hear that you come here a lot, the Seminole Hard Rock. You do a lot of poker playing? Is that like how you blow off steam when you're not training and punching people in the face?
Yeah, I like to come to Hard Rock. I love to play Texas Hold'em. I play a lot of tournaments, a lot of cash games. You know, it just kind of keeps my mind away from fighting, and you know, I live fighting every single day.
You gotta be patient, man, to play poker, man.
You play? You
a little bit.
Yeah, he's big time in it.
Here's the problem with me and poker. I can't sit for an hour and not get a hand.
Yeah.
So I'll get up and leave. You can sit. You can literally go and say, you know what? I'm gonna play poker here. I got about 4 hours. I'm gonna get into it. You know, it don't matter how much money while I'm playing, I'm just gonna play for 4 hours.
Yeah.
And after an hour, you haven't played a hand.
It's true.
And the patient guys can still do it. I can't.
Yeah.
You're obviously not afraid to talk when it comes to your opponents. Like, do you talk trash at the table a lot? Or are you in your own head? How do you work that?
Yeah, I'm very quiet at the table. If you ask any of these poker players, I never say like anything who I am. Guys will yell at me when I beat them in hands. They'll be like, oh, you up, bro? And I just put my, that's why I wear my music, I have my headphones. Sure. You know, I just listen to my music, and I'm just like, I act like I don't hear it, you know. But guys will try and cuss me out and say things, and I just stay quiet. You know, I don't ever say anything. If I lose, I get up and I walk away like a real man.
Well, man, we're gonna be rooting for you.
Yes.
Obviously, you're training down here locally.
Yes.
You come here regularly. We're here every single Friday. We're gonna be rooting you on, and
thanks.
Hopefully you'll have a big old strap of gold around your waist in 3 weeks time. Maybe you come out here and show it off to us, flaunt it to the room here.
Yeah.
That'll be fun, man. So best of luck to you against Dos Anjos, and we'll be watching for sure.
And go see a movie.
Okay.
Man, go see a movie. If you're going to spoil it for me, at least watch the movie.
Okay. All right.
That's Colby Covington. We'll be back right after this. Ah, man. Thanks to Colby Covington for stopping by. Frequenter of the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room.
I'm going to be honest with you. And I mean this, and this is a truthful statement. I don't normally get nervous.
Mm-hmm.
I get nervous every time we have a fighter on.
Don't know why.
Even fighters I know, and I text them, please, you're on live radio.
Just say Tarver's name.
Robbie.
Tarver. Every time I text him.
Robbie is sweating like it's like he just ran the 5K that Tobin's gonna run tomorrow.
I don't know why you're worried. I got the biggest safety net in the game. I got Robbie. Robbie's quick draw.
Yeah, but here's the thing is, there was a couple of times. There was one time where we had a double dump, and then we're out of dump.
How long you're out of dumps for?
We were out of dump for close to a minute or two.
Yeah, you guys are fine.
Two separate ones. Two separate 30-second gaps.
Well, here. That would have been your fault because you should have been either in there with Robbie both didn't hit dump, or you should have let Robbie hit dump.
No. Listen.
You know what we should do? Listen, let's be honest.
No.
FCC should grow up.
Okay, no. Listen.
They use the big ones on FX.
I know.
Listen, I will definitely take whatever comes my way when I deserve it. But in this case, when he said the first one, Robbie didn't catch it at first. I don't think he heard what he
first
said.
First one was mild.
First one was mild.
Let's be honest.
Okay, I know. So at that point, when I said, Robbie, did you get that? And he said, no, I dumped it. And then Robbie got it. So we doubled it because we were both on it. Then we were without dumping power. And then the next one.
When he came from the bowels of his stomach. That one?
Yeah.
Well, let's get to Doom Picks.
Yeah. Mm. You're first. You're last.
I am. If you're not first, you're last. I have Marlins at Braves. I'm going to go with the Fish. I think them dumping Tozawa will put a spark into the team.
Oh,
I like
gosh.
It.
Really?
Yep. I like it. Rays at Angels.
They still got Chinny No-No.
They do have Chinny No-No. That's true. Rays are at the Angels. Angels are rolling. They are playing really, really well. So I'm going to go with Los Angeles. And the Indians are at the Astros, and I will go with the Astros at home, playing really good, defending champs. So I'll stick with them. Leroy, what you got, man?
All right. I got the Yankees visiting the Royals. I'm going to go with the Yankees. I got Red Sox hosting the Orioles. I'm going Red Sox. And I'm going Justify versus the field.
You going Justify to win?
No. That's my bet.
So you got the field or Justify?
Wow.
How many are in the field?
Seven horses or one horse? That's your pet.
I'll take seven horses. I'll go to field.
He's going the field. Huh. No chance at a triple crown this year, according to Leroy Horde.
I get seven against one.
Robbie, what you got, man?
All right, let's start with the boring stuff. The Dodgers and the Nationals. It's Scherzer's pitching at home. The Dodgers are horrible. I'm going to take the Nationals. All right, and then Badu Jack versus Adonis Stevenson.
So excited for this fight.
I did reach out to Boxing Insider because I couldn't use Tobin. He's not allowed to influence picks. and this Boxing Insider asked him, he's like, this could be an upset. Stevenson is old. I go for Jack. So I'm going with Captain Jack in an upset.
I don't even think it is an upset. I think he's way better.
And Stevenson's old on the decline.
He just never fights to Adonis Stevenson. I see him like once every 3 years. He's like an eclipse. Badu Jack, he was rucking fools on the Mayweather-McGregor card. I mean, you got all eyes on you. You know you're going to be a big show on that one. He's just steamrolling fools. He's so good. I don't know. You know what actually is crazy? Swedish. Wow. You wouldn't think. But discovered in Sweden. You know who discovered him? Shannon the Cannon Briggs. How about that?
Not ABBA.
Oh, nope. Somebody texted in and said radio.com dumps.
Does it?
Lame. Don't worry, you guys can hear the podcast later.
I still got one more.
What you got, Robbie?
All right, the petty game, the Celtics at the Cavaliers. It's my fourth week in a row drawing the petty game, and I'm 3-0. The Cavs are 6.5-point favorites, so you know me. Woo. I'm going to take the points. I already have the Celtics in the first half.
Six
Why not?
6.5-point favorites. Wow. Some of these spreads in the playoffs have been very, very off to me. You know when they were like favoring the Raptors?
Sounds fishy.
I'm like, what are they doing? What?
Especially in game 2 when they were still 6.5-point favorites in game 2.
That's just strange to me. Let's see. Beast, what you got, man?
We'll start off with the Hoops, Rockets at Warriors. It's the Golden State by 7. I think they're going to turn it around. It's at home. I'm going to go with the Warriors. I know it seems shady after that 30-point drubbing, but I'm going to go with the Warriors.
What are you eating right now?
I want to talk about it.
Ice cream.
There's so much in the building.
I don't understand. How do you expect to get anything done if you keep stuffing your pile with ice cream?
It's just a tiny little cup. It's a teeny tiny.
It doesn't matter, but if you have five of them, it counts as one.
Nothing you ever pick up is
tiny. Tiny little cup.
It's tiny. It's teeny tiny. Winnipeg Jets at Vegas Golden Knights. That one is tonight, right, Robbie?
It is tonight's game.
Yeah, it's at Vegas. I'm going to go with Vegas.
The stripness, is as you've dubbed it.
The stripness, yes. And last but not least, I have the other hockey game tomorrow, the Caps at the Lightning. Now, normally I would go with the home team, but the Caps took the first two games in Tampa Bay convincingly 4-2 and 6-2. So I'm going to go with the road team here and take the Capitals.
Won every game.
Hmm. All right. There we go. Doom Picks in the books for today.
Hey, man. I'm still a little shook.
Don't be shook, man. Don't be shook.
Why are you shook? Because I accidentally let one slip out one time.
Yeah.
And I felt bad.
Well, you're a pro's pro.
I know, but
Man.
But this is what we do for a living. Like, that guy doesn't do radio for a living.
Yeah, that guy just, he trolls and wrecks fools.
And then, what's worse? After you cuss and then go, my bad? Like, yo, your live radio is too damn late.
Although,
now.
I think maybe we should come up with a rule that from now on, when we do these MMA boxer types, maybe we should record them.
You can't, but the timing. Sometimes they only come on.
Well,
maybe we should just stop being so soft and just
hey,
keep rolling.
You stop. You always say soft. He's always, so look,
bro, I'd like to keep my job. I mean, granted, I may lose it in other ways,
fine.
But
like,
still.
Hey. You know what will probably happen? You'll probably smooch the ass of the FCC agent. You'll probably end up chair of the FCC.
Let me tell you right now, Beast. You can do a lot of things to that FCC agent. They're going to collect that fine.
Nah.
Beast.
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time believing.
Yes.
That a couple of cuss words to get you fired and not all the other stuff.
Oh, no. In the hierarchy of radio, the one thing that will get you fired is breaking FCC rules. Yeah. That will
not
get you fired.
Not mixing the days up for the code word?
No, because that doesn't get the station fined.
Yeah. Okay. It'd be great if an FCC agent came up to Beast's offices and just some dude in a black suit with glasses on,
like
looking
men
like
in black,
just looking like Woj.
No, like the guys in Trading Places with the bean
we
report.
We understand, Brian. We understand that you messed up the code words. Do you know what kind of a fine that is? And the FCC, we look down upon this.
Yeah.
Speaking of look down upon this, did you see what these rat bastard Raptors did?
They congratulated their fired coach.
Yes. What is that?
Hey, congrats, coach. We
dumped
you.
That is so gross. Congrats, coach. Kicked your ass out the door, but hey, you're a finalist. The Raptors need to just go away. They need to go away.
And you know what this reminds me of?
You know what?
When, was it, Craig Hodges was playing the three-point contest and wasn't on the team.
And he came back with the jersey.
Yep. He came over with just the NBA jersey.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, that's crazy.
Here's what they need to do. Contract the Raptors.
Really?
Yep.
Well, I think you need to contract two teams, you know, to make it even. So pick another one. Yeah.
All right, let's just relocate the Raptors.
To where?
Montreal.
What?
Keep them in Canada, but take them out of Toronto. Because this needs to just, this has been a very.
No, they should move them.
This has
Toronto
been,
is like the most happening place in.
Understood. Yeah. This
no,
has been
Vancouver.
The most.
Vancouver's got a lot of going on.
How embarrassing has this been for Canada? You got swept by LeBron.
Yep.
With that vagabond crew that he's playing with.
Mm-hmm.
You fire your coach after getting swept by LeBron.
He's coach of the year.
He was coach of the year.
Right.
And then you congratulated him on being a finalist for another coach of the year award.
What should you do, though?
You need to pack up shop and leave.
No. I'm saying if you're an organization.
Nothing.
You don't congratulate
him? Ignore it. There'll be plenty of tweets. Ignore it. Take the day off.
And the only acceptable thing would be if you played it from a comedy standpoint and just like a tweet that said like, oh, maybe we were wrong.
You know what it was like?
You would never do that.
No.
He hadn't been fired a week.
Here's what it's like. You remember when the Marlins, they traded everybody this offseason, and then after the Super Bowl, their tweet was, now it's our turn. No, it's not your turn. In fact, we're still waiting in line. I'm awaiting my number to be called. It's not your turn.
Oh,
so why don't we
goodness.
Just put the, you know what? Social media accounts. It's okay to put the thumbs away every once in a while. Just put it away.
No, you know what they have a little of? It's a sickness I like to call the beast. Where you feel like you have to respond to everything going on in the world.
Yeah.
It's the beast.
It's
a beast disease.
There has to be time. Like Goran. Remember when Goran, the Heat got their asses kicked by the Sixers. And then Ben Simmons got his lunch money taken by the Celtics. Goran, put your thumbs away. Not the time. Don't put out your Rookie of the Year vote. It's not the time. There'll be a time and a place when you play Ben Simmons next year.
Right.
Until then, thumbs in the holster.
Yep.
No more. This should be at the Rookie Symposium on when to tweet and when not to tweet.
Really?
Yes.
No, you wouldn't be able to do a show because that's what you live on.
Yeah, but I'm...
You live on the dumb tweets of people that should be tweeting. Like, look, we just had a whole segment on Toronto. You want to contract them over this.
Yes.
Right.
But when
if they don't tweet...
But when I lose, take it like a champ. Like when I lose to Tim Watts, Australian Member of Parliament, I say props to you. I don't go out... I don't even know
how in the world have a conversation with a person from Parliament.
Just tweet them. The world is more open these days. We have open lines of communication. And how about this? I didn't talk any bleep about Ben Simmons afterwards because my guy lost. I could have talked a lot of bleep about Ben Simmons. He was terrible in that Celtics series. I could have been mocking Ben. I could have been mocking Tim Watts.
Now you choose this time to put your thumbs away.
Yeah. Mm. You got to know when. You got to pick your spots.
Pick your spots?
Yeah, you got to be like.
Spot has been hot with LeBron for the last 3 years.
Yeah, but I continue to be. My stance doesn't have to change on that because it remains the same. It's like this Windhorst.
Oh.
No. He comes out with this lunacy of an article where he's like, LeBron, he brings organizational fatigue, just like he did with the Miami Heat. It's like, no. You don't get to do that. Your crazy-ass owner there in Cleveland, Windhorst, you don't get to put him in the same lockbox as the Miami Heat.
Agreed.
That's not the same. LeBron can up and leave, and he can go and take his win. That's fine. Don't say the Heat got exhausted from it. They were pissed that he left. Riley was ready for more. In fact, it's the opposite of fatigue. He got into a drunken rage and started signing Slovenian guys and guys from Lebanon. He's still enraged. He's not fatigued. In fact, he might want to take a rest. Take a rest over here, Riles. But he's got such rage of revenge on his head. But Windhorst is like, oh, no, it's the same. It's not the same.
Going to be kind of hard to have revenge with these guys.
Don't worry. There's a Grand Slam trade coming. There's a Grand Slam trade. I smell it. I don't know what it is. But you see, like, Riley, this is why you got to respect Riles. No draft pick. He, in fact, besmirches draft picks. But where's Riley this week? At the draft combine. Talking to Bruce Brown.
You had to throw a besmirch in there.
Yeah, like, he's like draft picks.
The best, folks, that's the best that Barry University has to offer right here. Besmirched.
I'm in the Distinguished Alumni Hallway. I am. In Garner Hall.
Oh, God. There's come a picture on. Of me. Stop.
There is.
Is it the band list from the fraternity? Are you on that wall?
No, I was actually kind of bummed because I went for a tour recently. And they took the display case that I made for the fraternity. It's not there anymore because it got kicked off campus. But maybe I can get a make good. Like I could, maybe we could bring it back. You guys want to bring a fraternity back?
No, this isn't old school.
Yeah, let's do it.
Who would be blue?
Who would be blue?
Boy, blue.
Who would be blue? Hey, Blue works at Publix. I saw him. I'm telling you. I thought that guy was going to cut his hand off. He was shaking so much.
Please don't rain tomorrow.
Please don't rain tomorrow.
Oh, man. I don't want
you
rain.
Mean, here's what you want to say. This time of year, folks, stop asking for no rain. Mm. What you need to ask for is late rain or a window. There you go.
I don't want early rain because I got to run.
Wait, how big the window you want? How about till 5 o'clock?
I got 2 to 5 window.
2 to 5 window.
Party.
That's it.
I got a 7 to 8 window of 5K. So you can rain from like 8 until 2.
Okay.
And then you can rain again at 5 o'clock. Yeah. So in that 4 hours.
You think thunderstorms work like that?
I would like no rain. I would like no rain.
Bro, good luck to you.
Tell the weather we can negotiate.
Here's the interesting part. The other day when I was driving to work, it was pouring. I could hardly see.
Mm-hmm.
When I got to work.
Perfect.
Great. So you can hope for that. Maybe the clouds will miss you.
Maybe.
Because you are way up north.
Yeah, so. I thought it didn't rain like up in Bangor, Maine, where you live.
Nah, it's crazy. We have that too.
Mm. Mm. You're almost far enough north where you might get a little snow every now and then.
We'll talk to you guys on Monday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.